We've been looking forward to introducing you to the director of the Fargo VA Medical Center. Her name is LaVon Liversage, and she joins us now on KFGO, and she's a North Dakota girl. Hello, and welcome to KFGO, LaVon.
Thank you, Sandy. I'm pleased to be here this afternoon.
Where did you grow up in North Dakota?
I grew up in Hamden, on a farm near Hamden, North Dakota, which is a very small town north of Devil's Lake.
And are you military or civilian?
Civilian.
How did you get involved with the VA? Because you've spent a good portion of your career there, correct?
I have indeed. I actually started my federal career with the Internal Revenue Service. And after about 4 years with IRS, the IRS office was downsizing. So I had two options, move to Minneapolis or find a job elsewhere. And as luck would have it, I was very, very fortunate then to transfer to the Fargo VA as the chief of the accounting section. That was back in 1996. So I have never looked back and thoroughly enjoyed my career with the Department of Veterans Affairs.
You will assume your new position in, what, November 18th?
Yes, next Monday, as a matter of fact.
And you've had more than 17 years in management positions at the VA. Congratulations on a wonderful career.
Thank you very much.
So what was it about you? What was it about you that created this new position as director of the Fargo VA Medical Center?
Well, I've been working towards this goal for quite some time. I have had several various positions, several promotional opportunities. I have moved from Fargo. I spent then a few years in Des Moines, Iowa, went through a program designed for people who want to become executives, and that was an awesome experience. So then I had the opportunity to come back to the Fargo VA as the associate director. I served for about 3 years there, and then that's when I moved to Denver as the deputy network director here for Rocky Mountain Network.
How many veterans does the VA and its satellite clinics serve?
In Fargo, we serve, or in North Dakota and western Minnesota, we serve about 31,500 veterans.
That's a lot of veterans.
It is. It's awesome.
What kind of a budget does the VA have?
We have a budget of about $170 million.
And how is that used?
Well, it's certainly used to fund our medical center there in Fargo. And then we have 9 community-based outpatient clinics throughout the state of North Dakota and into eastern Minnesota. And then we have, we just really focus on getting veteran care, particularly out in those rural areas.
And you know, that was my next question. What kind of challenges do you face getting those services out to veterans in the rural areas of North Dakota?
Probably the biggest challenge is the recruitment and retention of staff. As you might imagine, providers in particular are not particularly interested in living in highly rural areas of the area. So, you know, getting care to them is important. In the network of hospitals in which I work now, we do a lot of telemedicine. In North Dakota, the Fargo VA has done a lot more of that since I left 3.5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be a focus area. Surprisingly, the veterans, at least in the network that I'm currently in, have really appreciated that. They really don't mind getting their care over telehealth equipment.
Mm-hmm.
It seems rather strange for a patient to sit in front of a camera and talk to his or her physician, but it's not nearly as awkward as it sounds.
Mm-hmm. I understand that one of your priorities will be to hire a permanent medical chief of staff.
Correct. Dr. Brian Hancock left the medical center to move back to Michigan. That's, I guess, already several months ago. And Dr. Weintraub has been acting in that capacity, doing a fabulous job. But it is important to have a leadership team that works well together. And we're, you know, it'll be important for me to get make sure we're all on the same page in terms of moving the organization forward.
Certainly, we know and hear of many challenges that are facing veterans, like homelessness and alcoholism, drug abuse, for example. How do you face those challenges?
That's a very good question. The Secretary Shinseki, his number one goal is to end homelessness by 2015. Now, naturally, in North Dakota, it is not as big of a problem as it is elsewhere in the country. But rhetorically, I'm hearing that the western part of the state is really facing some issues there, just in the fact that there are not many community resources with whom we can collaborate. So that will certainly be an area where, I need to figure out where we're at with that and devise some ways to end homelessness for those veterans.
I've been up visiting a good friend of ours, Larry Risford. He's in the VA, has been there for a couple of weeks, and suffering from ALS and being cared for there is next level of care. And I'm just so pleased to see the state of the actual physical structure. It's clean. You've got one of the best staffs I think I've ever met. The most attentive nurses, the most careful and caring staff there at the VA. And you must be very, very pleased and proud of that group that you've assembled to help you and support you run it.
Absolutely. Thank you, Sandy, for those comments. The Joint Commission is an accrediting body, and they just visited the Fargo VA, accredited us for another 3 years, and they actually recognized the Fargo VA as a top performer on key quality measures. So you're right. I am very, very proud of the team there, and I'm very eager to get back and work with them again on a day-to-day basis. In the position that I'm currently in, I do not have day-to-day contact with veterans, and that is certainly a primary driver of why I want to get back to Fargo.
LaVon Liversage is our guest. She has been named the new director of the Veterans Affairs Medical Center here in Fargo, and she will begin her job on November 17th. Another question. Our VA seems to be somewhat immune from problems facing other VAs. Why?
Could you be more specific in terms of the
claims, overcrowding, waiting year, some cases, to have their claims seen by a veteran service officer, for example? Over the last couple of years, we've heard a fair amount of horror stories from veterans who have waited a year, sometimes longer, to get the kinds of services that they need. But we don't seem to hear a lot of that from our local VA.
That's correct, Sandy, and I can certainly attribute that part of that to the wonderful work ethic of the staff in North Dakota. We work very, very closely with the Veterans Benefits, and you might know they have an office right on campus with us, which is a wonderful partnership because we rely on each other. They do the claims, and then they send the veterans to us for exams. And, it's been a major focus. I have to give a lot of credit to the leadership team that has served at the Fargo VA, both in the regional office and Veterans Health Administration, for making that a top priority to ensure that our veterans are not waiting for care and to get those comp and pension exams done timely.
The other day I was up there, and in the elevator there was Lyle Upsgaard, and then there was Jan on the second floor. They were getting ready to call bingo and bringing up some food for the veterans. Our DAV and auxiliary, they volunteer tirelessly up at the VA. I know the Legion, VFW, AMVETS, of course, that Lyle is from. And if I start naming all the volunteers, I'll miss someone. But we should mention that if you want to give back, if you want to volunteer, that this is very important. The VA depends on volunteers a lot, don't they, LaVon?
Absolutely. You may have noticed, Sandy, as soon as you walk in the door at the Fargo VA, we have volunteers there to help you navigate around the hospital. Like you say, they provide a lot of food to veterans. There's various programs that occur. We simply cannot function without our volunteers. Lyle and Jan have been, they've been there forever. And it's folks like those who make our jobs so much easier and so much more rewarding. It's just a phenomenal way to do business when you've got that kind of volunteerism going on in a community like Fargo.
And there is a great group that you can join. All you have to do is give the VA a call, find out how to volunteer. They'll get you signed up. Trust me, there's plenty going on. I mean, bingo night, there's potlucks, there's a lot to volunteer and to help out, and sometimes just sit with the veteran as well. Well, LaVon Liversage, thank you very, very much. I think the VA Medical Center is going to be in good hands for a very long time, and we're very proud of it. And we thank you for your time on this Veterans Day. Thank you.
And thank you. I appreciate the time and for your station devoting so much airtime to veterans today.
It's an honor to do it. Thank you.